Melinda Colton, Park City School District Communications Director, released a statement on Tuesday about the March 14th walkout. Students around the country will leave classrooms to express solidarity for the lives lost in the recent shooting in Parkland, Florida. The district memo stated their support for students' constitutional rights to peaceful assembly and free expression. They require that educators remain neutral and not participate because they are on contracted time as well as on school property. The school district will provide security, but students will be considered tardy or truant if they do not return to class after the assembly is finished. Classes will continue for any students not interested in participating during the scheduled assembly. Park City School District says they support students' rights to have varying opinions and ask that there be respect for those opinions. Reports on the national student protest say it has now escalated to a worldwide event. Students will leave their classes for 17 minutes at 10 a.m. across each time zone on March 14th. Colton states in her memo that only Park City students will participate, as teacher contracts in the district don't allow for educators to assemble in this manner on school property. However, reports indicate there are districts where faculty will be part of the walkout. Park City students will be supervised and law enforcement will be present. Another event, March for Our Lives, is planned for March 24th. April 20th is the 19th anniversary of the Columbine High School shootings. There is a National Day of Remembrance being organized around the country. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.